And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for the last and final weekend of the regular season, Week 18 NFL. JT, what's happening?
Wild.
Week 18, unreal.
What the heck?
You look very pretty for being so pregnant, and I'm talking to Justin.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. I've been working hard on this dad bod.
No, T, you wear it very well. We know
thank
that you.
You
even being here is a minor miracle, and we thank you for being here, but how's it going? How's your health? What's your state of mind?
Good. I am 35 weeks today.
Whoa.
So whoa is right. Getting harder to walk up our stairs.
I'm going to start having to bring her food.
Slip it under the door.
Just go ahead yeah. and stay downstairs.
TV I'll bring you trays.
I am finishing work soon. So that'll be one less thing to have to worry about. Just getting the house organized. Feel good. I mean, this baby is definitely Justin's because it's having a rock concert in my stomach every 5 minutes. It's just like somersault, you know, somersault. And punched my rib the other night. That was fun. But I'm very blessed. Every time I feel it, I thank God that I'm able to experience this. So
well, we thank you for making the journey with us on week 18.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
See? And
can't really see.
Jesus.
And I have to say, for carrying Justin's baby, your win-loss record is fantastic. That hasn't slowed you down at all.
No, it hasn't.
Jeez, really? I hope you got a good one. This is your last survivor pick of the year.
Last survivor pick. Obviously, it's the timing of this podcast is I'm due basically on Super Bowl, which is wild.
That's insane.
So we've been
why
building.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why not? Universe says,
why
sure.
Why wouldn't you?
So I hope that this isn't the last time that I'll be on this, but anything can happen at this point. So,
well, let's not hope.
Yeah.
Obviously. We need you, kid.
In light of recent developments, are we changing the baby's name from Lamar to Antonio?
No. Really hope not.
No.
Even though it's up in the air, if it's Antonio Brown or
it's
coach,
for sure not going to be, it's for sure not going to be Axcrum. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Still contemplating Tom Brady, but it's
okay.
Fine.
Tom
or Brady.
Definitely
or
not
Brady,
Aaron Rodgers.
Just like, or Brady.
Brady.
Like Brady Dana.
Brady Lamar Antonio.
Or Brady Thomas Dana.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll see.
BTD.
All right. Listen, before we get into this week's picks, I have to say that anybody who listened or watched our show last week had a great week. We went 5-1. Now, who do you think had the one loss for the team?
Oh.
Okay, that was me.
Well, no.
Okay, that was me.
Okay, you called it.
T, you had a winning survivor pick. Jay, both your picks came in. I hit Tennessee, and we hit our teaser. I dropped one pick, but all in all, a 5-1 weekend for our show. Amazing. Let's keep the good times rolling. This week is tricky. Some teams are playing for a spot in the playoffs. Some people are playing for a certain position in the playoff, whether it's home field or away. Other teams have nothing to play for at all. Some teams just want to be spoilers. So there's a lot of landmines out there. This is going to be a fun pod. Let's put our thinking caps on and let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Let's get into it is right. I'm going to make my predictions because they're just predictions. They're not facts, right? They're just what I think. And you can take it or leave it out there. But I'm going to keep it playoff central. And I'm not necessarily talking about the teams that are in the playoffs. I'm talking about the teams that need to get into the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with this Rams 49er game. The Rams... There's like three or four scenarios going on here. Number one, Cooper Kupp's about 140 yards away from the all-time receiving record. I believe he's 8 catches away from the all-time receptions record. Although he did come out in the media this week and say that he respects the people that came before him, the Calvin Johnsons of the world, who only played 16 games while he's playing 17.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is very admirable of him, respecting the people that came before him, right?
But he's got extra games to pad his stats. That's an interesting point.
Correct, but he nonetheless wants this, right?
Sure.
Last time they played in San Francisco, Monday Night Football, he had 11 catches for like 160 yards in a tuggy. So, like, don't tell me that he doesn't want that record. Matt Stafford, as we all know, threw 2 picks, 1 for a touchdown. San Francisco has had their number. In the Sean McVay era, which isn't long, San Francisco is 5-0 against the Rams. So this is their 6th meeting, 3rd year, whatever you want to call it. Not really great odds for the old Rammies. Mm-hmm. The spread opened at, I want to say, 5, 4.5, down to 4, kind of creeping back to 4.5. San Francisco needs this win to get in the playoffs. All they have to do is beat the Rams and they're in. Then the Saints have to win their game against Atlanta, but San Francisco has to lose as well. So if San Fran wins and the Saints win, San Fran's in. So the Rams are trying to get these records, not to mention the other scenario that I mentioned was they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
The other scenario that I will mention is that they need this win to seal the division title, because if they lose and Arizona wins, and there's a couple other little scenarios here and there, Arizona gets the NFC West. So now the Rams lose a home game. The Rams, like the Bucs, can't really improve their position per se, but they can get a home game. So I think that they're going to fight for that. Now, are they going to cover the number? That's a whole nother situation. It's a wacky, like, in the middle. It's more than 3. It's less than 6, but it's like through the number of 3. I hate to say this because I don't want this to happen because of what it could do to the Saints. I can only pray. I just think that until Matt Stafford figures out his happy feet like Jared Goff had and stops playing like a Detroit Lion and starts playing like an LA Ram, I think San Francisco continues their beatdown of the Rams. I'm not going to get stats here. They actually embarrassed them on Monday Night Football. The Rams could do nothing. Cam Akers is back. That's huge. Coming off that torn Achilles. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay is not sure how much he's going to play, but the guy's awesome. He very well missed. Look how well they've done without him, 12-4. But listen, San Francisco wants blood here. They're tough. Their defense is tough and they come at you. And I just think, as much as I hate to say it, and I hope to Jesus that I'm wrong here, or I hope they cover but don't win. But I like San Francisco this week. What do you think, Jay? And that was not easy for me.
No. I respect that. I think that my biggest question is it going to be Jimmy G?
I don't know. And I don't think so. And I don't know if it matters. They're going to run, and Debo and Bosa and...
Yeah, I think
Stafford's a question mark right now. The guy's thrown 7 picks in 5 games.
I think San Francisco's desperate. I think, like you said, San Francisco, for some reason, owns the Rams. And I think Jimmy G has a really good chance of playing from everything that I've been reading seeing. If Jimmy G plays, I like San Fran a lot. I'm not a huge Trey Lance fan. In that respect, maybe San Francisco covers the number, but they don't win. But I think what you're saying is San Fran's going to win this game.
Like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I can win this pick, but they lose the game and the Saints win and the Saints are in type shit. But I don't know, man. Until Stafford can show me that he's not a fucking wild card.
He's pick happy.
Give me San Francisco on this one.
Okay, I like
it.
I'm going
to go ahead and I'm going to lock it up.
All right, Jason, the Panthers can't wait for this year to be over. The Bucs have a bunch of problems of their own, but the Bucs have a job to do. Do they get it done at home or do they not?
The Bucs saga continues. This morning, we saw that Antonio put out a statement saying that Bruce Arians forced him to play hurt. My handicap comes down to this. I think the Bucs internally have had drama. And I think that this is going to make them circle the wagons. And I think that when you bite the hand that feeds you, Tom Brady got Antonio Brown on the Patriots. He got Antonio Brown on the Bucks. Nobody else wanted to take on this guy. Obviously, he's a head case. He has a history of all kinds of crazy antics. But Tom Brady wanted him. Bruce Arians said, I respect you, Tom. If you want him that badly, I'll put up with him. I don't think Arians ever liked him personally, but out of respect to Brady, they made it work. They won the Super Bowl last year. But I think when you fuck over a guy like Tom Brady, like Antonio Brown did, and didn't come to him after the game, didn't like handle his business personally, but handled his business for the whole world to see. And now it's continuing days later. He's putting the whole team on blast and Arians on blast. I think this is Tom Brady's speech to the troops of there's an enemy out there and we need to band together and show the world that we're going to make another Super Bowl run. And I think that's as good for the first half as it gets. Talk about padding your stats. Tom Brady this year, all of his stats, believe it or not, are better than Aaron Rodgers. He's passed for more yards. He has more attempts, blah, 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 blah. There's a
more
real
picks. There's more picks, too.
That's fine. I'm not taking anything away from Rodgers, but what I'm saying is Tom Brady's still in the conversation for MVP. Mike Evans has a chance to break his own record in consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons. For I think the seventh time, this has never been done before. There's still enough to play for. They're playing for Bruce Arians. Antonio Brown is forcing them. Are you on team Antonio or are you on team Arians? And I think I know what the answer is for Brady and the Bucks. And I just think they're going to use this as fuel. Brady is just like Michael Jordan. He's going to pin something to the bulletin board and be like, the world says we can't do it. So we're going to show them we can.
With or without Antonio Brown?
They don't need Antonio Brown because they have, drum roll please, Cyril Grayson. Cyril Grayson, you've never heard of him. And you know what? You never heard of Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and all these guys that aren't like the Randy Moss superstars coming out of college. They're kind of like, who's that guy? Who's Wes Welker? Tom Brady will make you a star. He's going to use what he has left. He's going to use his Scotty Millers. He still has Mike Evans. There's enough weapons that he's going to make you pay. They just beat the Panthers 2 weeks ago, 32-6. The Panthers are done. The only way the Panthers cover this number, which started out at 16 and is down to 8 because people think that Brady might not play the whole game, and they might be right. But I think that there's enough fuck you anger going on in the Bucks right now where they're going to come out hot, angry. They're going to run up the score. And I think they're going to cover this number. Give me Brady. Give me the Bucks. And I'm not on team Antonio. I think he handled this very poorly and it's still continuing to play out every time he tweets. That's where I'm going. I'm going with the Bucks. What do you think, Jay?
I just hope that this speech that you just made about Tom Brady and this team is for the playoffs. Because right. This game doesn't fucking matter, dude.
It They're doesn't matter.
Carolina Panthers.
Wait, let me push back and say that if Tampa Bay wins this game, and like you said, the Niners win their game and upset the Rams, that means the Bucks have home field.
I don't know if they do because the Rams beat the shit out of the Bucks head to head this year.
So no, they do. They do.
How?
They're playing for the second seed, which means they get at least one home game.
I would like to call all of our
can you call your status? Yes.
Can I get our stat guy down here? The Rams are 12-4. Tampa Bay is 12-4. The Rams are 8-3 in the conference. Tampa Bay is 7-4 in the conference. Tampa Bay is 3-2 in the division, as are the Rams. They both have the same winning percentage, but the Rams have a head-to-head win against Tampa Bay. I find it very hard to believe Tampa Bay can get a higher seed if the Rams win this week.
No. If the Rams lose, if the Niners beat the Rams, that's what I'm saying.
Well, of
yes.
course. I don't think
they're
going
to. They have a good chance to beat the Rams. So it's not completely meaningless.
No, it's
Tom
not.
Brady loves playing at home.
The only problem is the Rams play at 10 a.m., the Bucks play at 1:25 p.m.
Right.
If the Rams beat the 49ers at 10 a.m., Tom Brady's at the house smoking a cigar. He's
not
going to
sure.
play it down.
I'm not, yeah, okay. Arian said
that's
he's going to.
I understand what Arians is saying, but the reality is when they position these games, 10 a.m., the Rams play and the Packers play at 10 a.m. too. And they're probably not going to have Aaron Rodgers because who cares, right? The Bucs are going to know at 1:25 if they got a shot or not. If they got a shot, if San Francisco beats up on the Rams, then yeah, Tom Brady's going to be coming out the tunnel. If the Rams beat 49ers, I don't think Tom Brady suits, let alone plays it down. I understand there's records involved. I don't know how much or how many more records Tom Brady needs for his, you know, balcony or his, or I'm sorry, his mantelpiece with trophies. But at the same time, I appreciate what you're saying about all this, but what's happening here is like the Bucs are the Super Bowl champions. They're on the top of the mountain and they're trying to, people are trying to shoot them down. And they're having a lot of issues inside their organization right now, going down to their coach who could have been lying about saying that he never walked up to Antonio Brown, gave him the throat slash and said, "You're fucking done, kid." Cause if he did do that, he's in big trouble. So I hope that what you're saying here is more about the playoffs coming up because nobody cares about the Carolina Panthers. And I don't think that Tom Brady does. I think that, yeah, they should have their way with them. Question is, do they care? That's all I'm saying.
It's a valid question.
And then we'll revisit, you know, when we go, let's pump up Tom Brady next week. Let's hope Fournette comes back. Let's hope that they get some of these missing pieces because it's going to be a long road.
You can make the case that a lot of these games, we don't know, is Brady, Aaron Rodgers, are they starting?
Right.
I'm going to take a guess and just say, if you're playing in Tampa, which they are, and all this drama the whole week, I think you have to trot Brady out there one or two series for the home fans to say, we got this,
right,
and we're going there. That's what I think. I think if you start the B team right away, the fans are like, a whole week of Antonio's bullshit and we don't get Brady? Rip up my ticket. That's not a fun day at the fucking...
It's not, but if you ask a true fan, would you rather have Brady rested and healthy and ready to roll, or would you rather see him because you paid $500 for a ticket?
That's
if
fine.
You're a real fan.
There could be a compromise where Brady goes out the first couple series, tries to get a couple TDs. Also, I would argue that Brady, because all of his receivers have been banged up, I mean, they have a lot of injuries on the Bucs right now. Maybe he wants to get in a rhythm with the Cyril Graysons of the world. Maybe he wants to be like, okay, let's try a few series. Let's put it to the test. Almost like a preseason game. So we'll see what happens. I appreciate your points, and I could be totally wrong. Carolina could come out.
I don't see Carolina doing much, but I'm saying let's really think about this team that was trailing to the Jets. If they played anybody else but the Jets last week, they don't come back in that game. So they've got issues, and they've got injuries, and it's starting to show up. And if anyone thinks that Antonio Brown is not a fucking superstar that could help them, the guy was also 10 catches away from $1 million, and he needed 55 yards for another $1 million. And maybe that, why wouldn't he want to come in the game? Like he had his incentives. Why? Maybe his ankle really was fucked up. We don't know.
Well, maybe he wanted a different helmet on the Raiders. I don't know how you can argue crazy. There's not a chance. Everyone says Bruce Arians is the greatest coach to play for. The players love him. There's not a part of me that thinks, oh, Antonio Brown, poor him. I'm not sure.
But Bruce Arians was the coach, the quarterback's coach, or the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he dealt with Antonio for 10 years. So he might already hate the guy. We don't know. But to call someone out, I think Antonio Brown might have mental health issues.
Really?
I'm not going to go. I think so. Or like that. Remember that Burfict hit in Cincinnati when Burfict came across the middle?
Like a CT situation.
I think he's brain damaged. Yes.
Interesting. Was he crazy
Burfict
before
almost
that?
Almost killed him, dude. No, he was fine.
He was fine before that.
He was cocky, but there was no issues before that. Burfict came across the middle, dude, and absolutely car accident destroyed Antonio Brown. That's why to this day, the Bengals and Steelers, there's beef. But the bottom line is, you better be really careful when you call somebody sick if they're not sick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so if he said to Bruce Arians, hey, dude, my ankle fucking's killing me. And I know I got shot up before the game, and I know I suited up, and I know I said I was ready. But I'm telling you right now in the third quarter, it's throbbing, bro. I can't go in. And if Bruce Arians gets caught on camera going, you're fucking done, and does this, guess who's done? He's fucking done. He's fucking done. Because in this culture, you cannot do that. And you cannot call someone mentally ill because they're physically ill. So be very careful because this fool is going to have lawyers and they're going to be badasses and they're going to break this shit down. And I'm not siding with Antonio Brown because I think he's a knucklehead. I'm just telling you, if I'm looking at it open-minded, like I've never met either of these guys before, if one guy's telling me this and one guy's telling me that, if Bruce Arians said at the end of the press conference that he didn't even know that he had an ankle injury, he's a liar. He's a fucking liar.
Well, that's where he showed text messages on
and then Antonio Brown's showing texts on. That's, he's not fucking around.
But he shouldn't do that.
And he's saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to have surgery. Don't let the guy have surgery because then that's medical proof. Bruce Arians is in a lot of trouble. So first of all, let's get that locker room back together. Let's not even worry about the Panthers. Let's not worry about these records. Let's worry about how the fuck we're going to beat Aaron Rodgers because that's who this shit's going to roll through.
Hmm.
And that's just a current, you know, we're just talking topics here, but that's kind of how I feel about that situation. I think he's a knucklehead, but if he's right here, Bruce Arians is in a world of shit.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to take the Bucks and I'm going to lock it up.
Okay, Justin, Saints win, San Francisco loses. The Saints are in. This week, does Matt Ryan play the spoiler here or does the Saints Nation do their part in taking care of business? For the last time in the regular season, what do you see here?
That's the test. Does Matt Ryan spoil? Does he put the poison in the soup? Does he say, haha, I'm not in, you're not in? These two teams are like not friends. It's like LSU, Georgia. It's the same thing. There's always that rivalry. But the Falcons have always played the Saints pretty tough. And the Saints, their defense is playing out of control. Yeah, Allen's got them playing out of control. They're giving up 10 points a game, 13 points a game, this, that, and the other. And if, to be honest, man, if Taysom Hill was healthy on Monday Night Football, they probably would have beat the Dolphins at home. And we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'm not saying the Saints are going to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Saints are going to, you know, have a playoff run here. But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through. To get into the playoffs, I'm just saying that they're going to come ready to rumble. Atlanta, I mean, maybe Matt Ryan cares. Does the rest of the guys care? Are they already packing up their ski gear? Are they already ready to go to the mountain and snowboard? Are they ready to go, you know, to the Bahamas or wherever the hell they're going to go on their vacations? Because their season's over at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Atlanta time.
Shoot.
The question is, are the Saints over? The Saints and the 49ers play at the same time. The NFL said that they did this on purpose. Everyone was wondering why they did the Raider game at night. Well, I'll tell you why. Because they have these other face-off games that are important. So with the no Joe Burrow playing and Derrick Henry's back, but he's not back, and there's not going to be a lot of excitement going on, but there's going to be where people are watching TV, and it's going to be that Rams 49er game, and it's going to be that Saints Atlanta Falcons game. And my heart here for the last handicap of this season, I'm going to go with those New Orleans Saints, them bad boys, NOLA, Crescent City, kick that ass, and hope to God that the Rams do their jobs. Mm. What do you think?
I think Kyle Pitts is out for Atlanta, I want to say. I think that helps your argument. This one is a hard one for me because sentimentally, I like the Saints and they've had to battle through a lot of adversity. I like their coach. They don't have a huge amount of weapons. Maybe Antonio Brown could become a Saint. Antonio Brown, let's Russell just hope Wilson.
Michael, let's just hope Michael Thomas comes back. We'll leave it at that.
I don't know. It's sort of like that San Fran Rams pick that you have that Atlanta has their number.
They do.
Atlanta fucking owns the Saints and Atlanta's at home. I think Matt Ryan, if he suits up and plays, he's going to want to beat their ass. And he usually does. But Saints have been playing really good defense, extra motivated. I would say Saints to win, Atlanta to cover. You're laying the 4.5. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for this pick for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, what, you know, I'm not going to get fired from this job. So.
Oh, you might.
I may fire you.
I mean, I could. I could.
Yeah. I mean, I think I think if I was to go to the window, I'd take the points. But for just the money line, go with the Saints.
Right. And so, like, on that note, when, you know, I brought back to saying that the Saints were 4-2 going into, including a win at Green Bay. Mm-hmm. The Saints were 4-2 when Jameis Winston was beating the shit out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he got horse collared, turned upside down, tore his ACL. They still won the game. So now the Saints are 5-2. Now enter Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, he's terrible.
The very next game was against the Atlanta Falcons at home. And they lost 25-27. And that was that when the Falcons were up and the Saints kept coming back and kept coming back. And the Saints were actually winning 25-24. And with a minute left, Matt Ryan took him down the field and they kicked the field goal to beat him with like 50 seconds left. Heartbreaker. Otherwise, the Saints are 6-2. That was Atlanta's win. So if we're going to go back and forth, give me mm-hmm. the Saints here. Give me the split. Let's do it by a demanding, commanding number of 7 or more, because we need it, and there can be nothing left on the field. There's no slow starts here. There's no missed field goals here. You come out, you smash, you do your fucking jobs. Give me the Saints for my last handicap of the regular season. Lock it up.
All right, this week, the Raiders, our Las Vegas Raiders, play the Chargers. It is the last regular game of the year. You win, you're in. Who wins? Who's in? Jason, what do you think?
Well, a lot of my handicapping this week, whether it's the Antonio Brown drama, now it's Raider drama, a lot of my thinking goes to how much off the field shit can a team handle, and what do they do with that? The Raiders seem to handle it very well. You forget that they've had now 3 DUIs in one season. Because Henry Ruggs killed someone. Now their cornerback, who starts for them in the dime package, he just got arrested for DUI, asleep in his car outside of a casino.
I didn't know
that. And earlier in the season, I'm pretty sure Josh Jacobs got a DUI.
He got a DUI between the season, but he beat that.
In a town that you can get an Uber quite easily.
Yes.
Your fucking Raiders don't.
And cornerback pulled a gun on his wife and had a domestic thing.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Kicked off the team.
Kicked off the team. John Gruden.
Coach kicked off the team.
So look, I can tell you, I've read and I've listened to a lot of local Vegas news around the Raiders this week, and everybody's very defensive. Mm-hmm. Like, We're not the bad boys. We're not a bunch of drunks. We're not this. We're not that. We're not the racist coach, the fucking waving a gun. Are they or aren't they? Is there one more speech that Derek Carr is going to give them that's going to fucking put them over the hump? I know the stadium, the Roomba, the Death Star, Allegiant's going to be rocking.
Rocking.
That place is
Sunday
going
night,
to be.
Dude, NBC, rocking.
And it's winner, go home. Win or go home. So I almost feel like the Raiders, and they're getting points and they're kind of equally matched to the Chargers. Is this where it's a feel good Disney storybook ending? Look at all the shit they threw at us and we still made the playoffs. Or does the old crap table, no pass line guy in me go 7 out, motherfucker? You must be exhausted. So here's what I have to say, and this is more comedy for our show. This whole season, the Raiders have been kryptonite for me. I bet on them, they lose. I bet against them, they win.
They win.
So you're betting with them so they can lose, and then Chris can kill you.
So here's what I'm doing. For Chris, for the hometown Vegas, I'm going with the Chargers. In the hopes that the Raiders win the game.
Hey.
I'm rooting for the Raiders.
Hey.
And that's why I'm taking the Chargers. What are your thoughts?
The Chargers are going to beat the living shit out of the Raiders. It's a no-brainer. They've already done it once this year. Herbert is way, 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 way better of a quarterback than Derek Carr. Herbert is potentially that elite staff, 1 through 5. As soon as like maybe like Brady or Rodgers retires, it'll be him, Burrow, mm-hmm. Josh Allen, like all the studs that are in the league right now. Maybe even Mac Jones. They're too much. The Raiders have won 3 in a row, which is huge for them. But a team that's 8-8 or 8-7 or whatever the hell they are, 9-7, they don't just rattle off 4 in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the L spot here for them. And I'm so sorry, Chris, to tell you that your season is over, as is theirs. Darren Waller's coming back. A lot of people think that's going to be a lift. How good is he going to be? And how good also, is Derek Carr going to throw that pass up into the air like he's like skeet shooting like he did two weeks ago?
The Hunter Renfro bomb. What
that was. One thing Renfro's to keep in- trying to beat Tim Brown's record, though. He has 99 he's catches.
There. Yeah,
he has 8 catches to go. I think he'll get those relatively early. Hunter Renfro's a stud.
One thing to keep in mind about the Chargers is they have Derwin James back, Joey Bosa. For the first time in a while, like their whole squad is healthy. So I feel like when they got beat by Houston, they weren't quite right. So I think like the Chargers are kind of, they're coming back, they're getting healthy. Again, Raiders are feisty. Raiders are going to do what they can because, again, if they lose, that's it. That's their season. Sure. And they've shown a real resiliency. And what's the name of their interim coach? I don't even know. He's done a really good job of picking up the pieces. And Derek Carr's done a really good job of time and again. They could have threw in the towel a long time ago. They could have been the Carolina Panthers. They could have been any of these other teams who have a good squad, but just like, where's our coach? Too many off the field DUIs. But they handled their business this year. I think this is the end of the line for them, which is exactly why the Raiders are going to win. But I'm taking the Chargers.
I like it.
Yeah. Lock it up.
It's teaser time. 2 teams, 1 bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
So tasty. Well, well, well. Another winning teaser weekend for this show. I don't even know how many picks in a row that's been, but we haven't lost a teaser in a long time. Let's keep our winning ways rolling. Jay, what do you got this week?
The Washington football team. They're -6. They're playing the worst team in the world. I've said it 100 times. New York City deserves better. The entire state deserves better. The Jets, with a win this week, I think can damn near tie the Giants, and that's how bad the Giants are. So Joe Judge said the other day, my boy Joe Judge, he came out and he started talking out of his ass like he always does and saying, we're not no suckers. We're not no pushovers. Nobody quitting here. Joe, pack your fucking bags. You're fired. I'm firing you. Black Monday is in 4 days.
He's lost the locker room.
And I'm firing you officially. You will be fired on Monday morning by me. Washington, you're feisty. They're not in. They gave it their best shot. They won the division last year. They've got a third string quarterback who looks like he can play in this league. We'll see what Rivera decides to do here. I think that the Giants have absolutely given up on everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a 6-point situation here where I can get it down to 0. Win the game, Washington, because I goddamn tell you one thing, the Giants ain't going to win shit. So give me that. WTF.
All right. The spread is currently at 7, so that makes it Washington -1. I'm going to pick another team that's also favored by 7 right now. That team is the Dallas Cowboys, taking them down to 1. From everything that I've been reading and seeing out of Philly, their entire team is COVID Philly. They're not going to necessarily improve their chances of the playoffs. They're already in. There's nothing to play for. So I think Dallas, bounce back spot for them after their loss to the Cards. Agreed. I think Dallas -1. That's my pick.
Yeah, Philly's already in. Like the only thing that they can do if the Saints or if the 49ers win, Philly drops down to like the 7th seed or whatever. They're currently the 6th seed. But if the Saints win, the Saints take the 6th seed. So here nor there, Philly's in. So they don't care. They don't need this.
All right. Washington minus one to Dallas minus one. Lock it up.
Lock it up.
T, another winning week last week. You've survived. Hopefully the people listening to this have tailed your picks because they survived. What do you got for us this week?
I think I, for the last week, I think I'm going to go with the Saints. Not only do I have a sweet spot for the Saints because that's our household team.
Oh, yeah.
See the dog?
Saint-y.
Okay.
Go Saints. I don't know if anybody.
Don't hurt the dog. Good
boy. But no, I think this is their last week to make it to the playoffs. It's make or break time. It's shine or
they gotta win.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, they don't have to cover. They just gotta win, baby.
Yeah. So I think, and also to your point of talking about your picks, the Saints with the Falcons this week. They're ready. They're angry to go in. They've had a lot of things against them. And I don't know. I have an inclination that the Saints are gonna do well this week. So that's my pick.
I love it.
Inclination.
Inclination.
The Saints defense.
Next time I go to Red Rock
insane.
And I get to the window, I'm going to say, hi.
I have an inclination.
I have an inclination. What do you got on the Rams-Raiders game here?
You guys.
My inclination is the Rams will cover.
I am inclined.
All right. Do you have an inclination to lock up your pick?
I do. Lock it up. But wait, I want to say two pieces of news things that I heard last night. That number one, the Super Bowl might change to same date, but might change from LA to Dallas.
It might have to.
Because COVID restrictions and protocol, they can't be in a closed stadium.
Correct. Can't party with a mask on. That's not fun.
So party with a mask off in an open stadium.
It's just so funny that it goes to Dallas.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like it's America's team.
Like Jerry goes, I'll host it. I'll host it. And Goodell goes, thanks, Jer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're free that night.
Count on you, Jer.
We're free that night. Come on over.
Well, I can always count on you, Jer, as he's eating his McGriddle.
You did say that Jerry makes a mean crudité. I do remember that.
He said charcuterie. Come on over and have some charcuterie.
But that Can was an Billy? Interesting piece of information. So we'll see what happens with that. But also that the New York Jets and the New York Giants are suing their franchise.
Their franchise
or the NFL or something because they play in New Jersey.
Right.
Their stadium is in New Jersey. So they either want to go back to the state of New York.
Meadowlands.
Or they want to be called the New Jersey Jets or the New Jersey Giants, which is wild. Or
if they keep playing the way they're playing, nobody's going to care.
Or they're not going to play, which
they're just
going to
call them
playing,
shit.
So. I know. So anyway, it's just two facts that I heard last night that were pretty wild.
Also, I got a fact. If the Saints play the Buccaneers in the playoffs, guess what? Bye-bye, Buccaneers.
But if you're the New York Jets or the New York Giants, do you really want to claim Jersey? Is that
right,
like...
That's good, what, good? No, I think it's a minor threat on their part of like, we really don't want to do that. But that's where they play. They're playing in a different state.
San Francisco
they're just
49ers
realizing
playing
this?
San Jose. They don't play in San Francisco.
Yeah, but...
They're not crying.
They're still in California.
They're not crying. They're winning.
I just think it's funny. They're basically... I don't know. So anyways.
When your record is as shitty as a Giants and the Jets, that you get a lawyer and you sue somebody.
Yeah, they're just trying to find something to do.
Look over here.
Yeah, since we suck, why don't we talk about this?
If I was the Jets or the Giants, I would sign Antonio Brown right now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, boo.
Okay, well, let's recap. I just wanted to say those couple things.
I like it.
Let's recap.
Current events. All right, on tonight's episode, Justin, you like the San Francisco 49ers getting 4 in LA. You also like the Saints laying 4.5 on the road in Atlanta. I like Tom Terrific at home -8 in the Big Sombrero. I also like the Chargers in an opposite bizarro way. Hopefully the Raiders win, but I'm taking the Chargers -3. Our teaser is Washington -1 to Dallas -1. And T, you say who dat gonna beat them Saints this weekend if you want to survive.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. We have our Twitter at Friday Night Locks, our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Friday Night Locks. Don't forget to smash the like and subscribe button on this video right below us. It's right there. Go ahead and pound it and leave a comment. But yeah, thanks for watching. Good show. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's
for the last time in the regular season.
Let's go playoffs.
Guys, amazing run we've had. Let's keep it going. Cheers and beat the book. We will see you when the playoffs start.
Next week.
Cheers.
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 Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.